Morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姐妹，姐妹们，早上好。
Last Thursday marked the 25th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew that struck the South Florida.
上个礼拜四呢，就是八月二十四号，是飓风 Andrew 袭击南佛州的二十五周年纪念日。
I wonder how many of you experienced Andrew. This is like 25 years ago.
你们当中有多少人是经历过飓风 Andrew 的？那是二十五年前。
Yeah, I was in Miami.
那个时候我正好在迈阿密。
Yeah, and those of you that if you know the Andrew, and we know that the huge devastation. This is a picture in a place called Homestead, which is south of Miami. You can see that kind of the house, all the houses got destroyed.
那个飓风 Andrew 呢，给南佛州造成了很大的破坏。你们从那个照片上可以看到，就是在 Homestead 那个地方有很多的那个房屋倒塌。
And also, a lot of people, really kind of suffered. They lost everything.
很多人就在这次飓风当中失去了他们所有的一切。
It was a Category 5 hurricane that claimed 65 lives, that destroyed more than 25,000 homes.
这是一场五级的飓风，然后造成了六十五人丧生，然后有两万五千多房屋受损。
And it's the second most expensive insurance payout in the U.S. history.
这个是在美国历史上就是保险公司赔偿第二多的一个事件。
The first being Katrina.
最大的就是最赔偿最多的是 Katrina.
Yeah, Hurricane Katrina.
飓风 Katrina, yeah, yeah.
Back then, people were very complacent because they really have not really experienced a huge hurricane before.
那个时候其实人们都好像都过得怡然自得，因为他们没有经历过很严重的飓风。
And thanks to Andrew, after 25 years later,
那就是因为飓风 Andrew 呢，二十五年之后
，the building code got better, so you now have a very strong houses.
我们的那个建筑的标准提高了，所以你们现在的房子比那个二十五年前建的房子都要坚固。
But the home insurance industry is forever changed, and now you have to pay a lot of money to protect your houses.
但是保险业呢，也不一样了，你现在要比以前付更高的保险费。
And when Andrew was coming, and Brian Norcross.The chief meteorologist in Miami TV station realized that this is a big one.
那个当飓风 Andrew 来的时候，在迈阿密的那个电视台有一个叫 Brian Norcross 的一个人，他是那个时候的主任的气象学者。
And this is the gentleman on the left-hand side.
就是左边的那个人，他意识到这个飓风是非同小可。
And he stayed on air for more than 23 hours laboriously.
他在那个时候呢，废寝忘食的23个小时，一直连续的直播。
Before, during, and after the hurricane to provide information to the residents.
就是为了给市民最新的那个飓风的消息呢。他一直都在转播。
And in this picture, you can see that they have huddled in a very safe place in the studio to callers from for during the storm.
从这张照片你们可以看到，他们是在一个不是很宽敞，然后比较狭窄，但是一个安全的地方，然后在接听那些观众打进来的电话。
And when the wind was howling.
然后外面呢是狂风大作。
The windows were shaking.
窗户的玻璃都在震动。
Power went out.
然后停电。
And that's when people wants to know what to do.
就在那个时候，人们都想知道该怎么办。
They will call Brian, the hurricane expert.
所以他们就会打电话给这个 Brian, 因为他是飓风专家。
And Brian not only advised their situation, but also provides some comfort and encouragement.
Brian 给他们的不仅是建议，而且更给予了他们安慰和鼓励。
And overnight, actually, he became the hero in Miami.
所以一夜之间呢，这个 Brian 就成了迈阿密的一位英雄。
And actually, believe or not, that after the storm,
所以呢，你知道吗？这个飓风以后呢
，people wrote songs to remember him.
人们就为他还写了歌。
Yeah, and then they sent him these cassette tape that has songs to remember Andrew and also to remember Brian.
然后他们就把他们的为他写的歌录在那些那个磁带上面寄给他， 就是为了纪念他们他在飓风当中为大家。
Has anyone written songs for you?
你们当中有人为你们写过歌吗？
He was the hero in the community.
所以他那个时候呢， 是社区当中的英雄人物。
And this story kind of prompted me to ask a question.
然后这个故事呢， 就让我想问一个问题。
What was the last heroic thing you did?
你最近一次的英雄行为是什么？
I don't think, you know, I have done that kind of a great and heroic things.
我觉得我好像没有做过那么伟大的事情哦。I
really don't see myself, you know, as a hero.
我不觉得我自己是英雄。And
maybe you have done some very heroic things yourself.
其实你可能做了一些很英勇的事情。But
let me change the question slightly.
那我把这个问题稍微换一个方式来问。What
was the last heroic thing that someone did for you?
你最近经历的别人对你的英勇的行为是什么？So
who was the last person that hero for you and why?
谁是那个对你做出英勇行为的人？为什么？I
think this is the second question. Maybe it's easier for us to answer.
这第二个问题可能回答起来比较容易一些。Because
I bet there are a lot of people that who have saved us in a very ordinary and impactful ways.
因为我想我们周围 有很多人都给予过我们看似很平常，但是却很让我们感动的帮助。Someone
helped us when it was very inconvenient for them.
有人在他们并不是很方便的时候帮助过我们。And
someone invested us that when they did not really have to.
有人呢， 在我们身上花时间精力，他们并不是不得不这样做。Someone
gave us their time even though they were very, very busy themselves.
有人在他们本身就已经很繁忙的生活当中。
When they were doing all this at that time, we probably did not realize that they were heroes for us.
当他们在做这些事情的时候，那个时候我们可能没有意识到他们是英雄。
It's only in hindsight that we realized they were heroes for us.
就当我们经历以后，然后我们再回想起来，我们觉得他们的确是英雄。
Their random acts of kindness were throughout.
他们随意的这种善行，实际上是每时每刻都可见的。
And now they have become heroes. Hero status in our heart.
所以在我们心中他们就是英雄。
So who do you think of?
那我们讲到这个的时候， 你会想到谁呢？
Now I bet that there will be someone that immediately come to your mind.
我想我们每个人都会有一个人出现在我们脑海里。
To me, my dad was my hero.
对我来说， 我的爸爸是我的英雄。
He had a good job in Korea, but at the age of 40, he decided to move his family to the United States.
他在韩国的时候有一份很好的工作，但是就是他40岁的时候呢，他决定带领我们全家来到美国。And
then when we got here, the company sponsored him, could not hire him because this was during a economic downturn that they were laying off people.
然后我们来到美国以后呢，原本是给他担保的那个公司，因为一些经济上的原因呢，实际上在裁员，所以他们就不能再雇佣我爸爸。
So my dad went to plan B.
所以我爸爸呢就采用了第二个方案。
He was a mechanical engineer, so it would be very natural for him to be an air conditioning technician.
因为他以前是机械工程师，所以呢，顺理成章的，他就想去做那个空调的技师。
So he studied and tried to get a license.
所以呢，他就很努力的学，然后想考到那个行业的执照。
But his English was not good enough, so that was that.
但是因为他的英文不够好，所以没有能成。So
then he went to plan C.
然后呢，他又采取了第三个方案。He
worked in a restaurant as a cook.
所以他就去到一家餐馆做大厨。And
then, you know, the restaurant business is very labor intensive.
大家都知道餐饮行业呢是非常辛苦的。And
that was how he was able to send his three children to college.
就是这个工作呢，让他能够 让他的三个孩子都能够上到大学。
Get a good job and then we develop our fullest potential in this land of opportunity.
然后呢， 他让我们都能够受到好的教育，能够找到好的工作，然后在这片充满机会的土地上能够发挥我们最大的潜力。
So my dad was my hero because he gave up his dream so we can have a better life.
所以我的爸爸是我的英雄，因为他放弃了他自己的梦想，为我们有更好的生活。
So when we think about heroes, then it's someone who gave up something for us.
所以我们讲到英雄的时候呢，就是那位为我们而舍弃的一些东西的人。
They gave up their time, their energy, their resources.
他们舍去他们的时间、他们的精力、他们的资源。
And their ambitions for us.
然后他们的梦想是为了我们。
They sacrificed for us.
他们为我们牺牲。
In fact, heroes always sacrifice.
所以英雄一定会牺牲。
Heroes always give up something.
英雄呢一定会放弃一些事情。
They're able to do that because they see something that is worth more than what they are willing to give up.
他们能这样做，因为他们看到一些比他们所放弃的东西更有价值的。
And sacrifice is this idea to let something die now so something better can live later.
所以牺牲呢，就是失去现在所有的，来换取。更好的将来。
It is to make a bargain with the present to ensure something better in the future.
就好像我们用更美好的将来来跟我们的眼下做一个交易。
So our heroes saw something in us, in a future in us.
所以我们的英雄呢，他看见我们里面的一些东西，看见我们的未来。
And then I said that I am going to help create and shape that future.
然后他就决定我要来帮助他，来成就，来塑造他的这个将来。
And then they sacrifice on our behalf to create that future for us.
所以他们就为了我们牺牲，来为我们创造那个未来。
So if you have somebody that has sacrificed for you, then you know it is amazing.
当你知道有一个人愿意为你牺牲的时候，是一件很奇妙的事情。
And then It can be real emotional, you know, very quickly when you mention this.
你想到的时候，你的心里立刻就会觉得感动。
Because someone sacrificed for us, we know that intuitively it's nothing better than that.
因为有人为我们愿意为我们牺牲，没有比这更美好的。
Because it is so meaningful, it is so ultimate.
因为那。感觉是很有意义，然后至善至美的。
Who can be nobler than that for us?
对我们来说，还有谁比这个人更高尚的呢？
Because it is so heroic when someone sacrifices on our behalf.
因为有人为我们牺牲的时候，这真的是一个很英勇的行为。
And actually, Jesus agrees too.
耶稣也同意。
He said this. He said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends."
耶稣说人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个更大的。
Because when someone, there's nothing better than when someone look at your future and says,
当有人看到你的将来，你的潜力，然后说
I am going to sacrifice to bring bear, I am going to lay down something.
我愿意牺牲放弃来为你成就这个未来。
It can bring tears to our eyes.
他这种做法呢，可以让我们感动得流泪。
So we love sacrifice.
我们颂扬牺牲。
It is beautiful when we see it.
我们看见有人牺牲的时候，我们觉得这真的是非常美好。
And then in the movies, when we see the hero makes a sacrifice, we bring tears to our eyes.
我们在电影当中看见有人愿意牺牲的时候，我们真的是非常感动。
We love sacrifice.
我们颂扬牺牲。
As long as someone else is doing it.
只要牺牲的不是我。
We love other people deny themselves for other deny themselves for other people.
我们喜欢看别人为人做出牺牲。
We love other people laying down their life for other people.
我们喜欢看别人为人舍己。
We love that.
我们真的是觉得那很高尚。
We just don't want to do it ourselves.
但是我们自己不想做。
We don't want to deny ourselves on anything.
我们在任何事情上都不愿意舍己。
What's the worst thing that you can say to yourself?
你能告诉你自己的最不喜欢告诉你自己的是什么？
No.
就是不。
We never want to tell ourselves no.
我们不愿意对自己说不。
We think we deserve what we want now.
我们觉得我们现在想要的都是我们应得的。
And what we want later.
我们以后想要的也是我们应该得的。
We don't really articulate this, but this is how we feel.
我们可能口头上没有这么说，可是我们心里真的是这么觉得的。
None of us loves to sacrifice.
没有人喜欢牺牲。
We hate it. It's difficult.
我们真的不喜欢，因为很难。
Because if, in fact, sacrifice is so hard for a lot of us in this room.
其实我们当中很多人牺牲对于我们来说都是非常困难的。
That just that there are things in our lives that need saving, but we will not save them.
这就是为什么我们中间其实有很多需要挽救的事情，但是我们不去挽救。
The reason?
原因就是
we need to sacrifice in order to save them.
如果要去挽救这些事情的话，我们就不得不做出牺牲。
Now, some of us know that our health needs saving.
我们有的人知道我们的身体需要挽救。
We know that we're not doing good.
我们知道我们不是很健康。
We know that we're getting older.
我们越来越年纪越大了。
We know that the pounds are getting onto us.
然后好像体重也越来越重。
And then when you walk to your stairs to your house, you're just going to be running out of breath.
然后走几步路，上几步楼梯都会气喘吁吁。
You know it's not good, but
你知道这不好。
But we don't want to make sacrifice.
但是我们不想牺牲。
We don't want to change the way we eat.
我们不想改变我们吃东西的方式。
We don't want to do exercise.
我们也不想去运动。
It's difficult.
太难了。
And some of us really have a relationship that needs saving.
然后我们也有的人呢有关系是需要去挽救。
We have a relationship with our parents, our siblings.
我们跟父母的关系，跟我们兄弟姊妹的关系。
Our children with our friends.
跟我们孩子的关系，跟我们朋友的关系。
You know our bro, you know your relationship is broken.
你知道那些关系。被破坏了。
And that needs saving.
我们需要去挽救。
But you look at the situation, and then you see what you need to do is to sacrifice.
但是你看看，如果要去挽救的话，你就得要牺牲。
It is just too much, and you don't want to go to that direction.
哎呀，感觉就实在是太难了，你不想去做。
And some of us really have a marriage that needs saving.
有的人呢，我们是有婚姻的关系需要去挽救。
You know, it's not been good for a while.
你也知道，你们关系已经很久以来已经不好。
It's been difficult for 2, 5, 10 years.
可能过去的两年、五年、十年都已经很不好。
And both of you know it.
你们都知道。
But what it begins to save your marriage is a sacrifice, and then no one wants to do it.
但是你知道，如果要去挽救这个关系的话，就意味着你得要牺牲，但是我们不想去做。
Yeah. And you don't have to stop doing the things that you love to do.
因为你不想停止你去做你想要做的事情。
Hey, you don't want to start the things that you should do.
你也不想去做你应该要做的事情。
You just kind of like just continue.
你们就好像就是这样就凑合吧。
Yeah, you just have the same fight over and over. It's not getting better.
然后不断的为同样的事情不断的争吵。
Sacrifice is so difficult for us, even though we know these things need saving.
所以尽管我们知道这些事情这些关系需要挽救但是我们没有办法去做出为他们做出牺牲。
And we know that there are people we love will be affected.
我们也知道因为这些原因呢我们所爱的人会受到影响。
But we're just not willing to make the sacrifice.
但是我们不想牺牲。
Not that we don't believe in, but we do believe in sacrifice.
不是说我们不相信牺牲这件事情。
Because we know other people made the sacrifice for us, and then gave us this better future.
我们相信牺牲，因为我们都经历过，因着别人的牺牲，怎么样改变了我们的生命。
And we know heroes make sacrifice. Heroes always make sacrifices.
我们也知道英雄总是会牺牲，总是会做出牺牲。
But we just don't want to do it ourselves.
但是就是我们自己不想去做。
We don't want to give up the things we don't want to give up the things now, even though we know that things that is that we know that the things that we need better.
虽然我们知道我们如果放弃现在放弃一些事情，将来可能会更好，但是我们就不愿意放弃。
So we live in this what we need saving in one hand.
所以呢，我们就活在这个这个挣扎当中，一方面我们知道我们需要去挽救一些东西
and then we're not willing to sacrifice to save it.
但是呢，我们又不愿意去做出牺牲来挽救。
So in this tension, Jesus comes and says this in Matthew 16:25.
所以就在这种挣扎当中呢，耶稣在马太福音16:25告诉我们
，He says, "Whoever wants to save their life will lose it." But whoever loses their life for me will find it.
耶稣说, 凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命,凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
So if you want to save your life, you will lose it.
所以如果你想要自己挽救你的生命,你会丧失掉。
And then if you want to lose it for me, for Jesus, then you will find it.
如果你愿意为耶稣丧掉你的生命,你会得着生命。
So what Jesus is saying is that if you want to save it, then you have to be willing to lose it.
所以耶稣他是在说, 如果你想要得着,你必须要先丧失。
Okay, but then how does this work?
那这个是怎么工作的呢?
So Jesus said this in the context of sacrifice to his disciples.
耶稣是在讲到牺牲这个问题的时候对他的门徒说这番话的。
Now I want to take a look at this conversation.
我想看看耶稣他说的这番话。
Because this reveals what his disciples believed, and also maybe many of us believe.
因为这段话呢，揭示了他门徒心里面所想的，也是我们今天很多人心里面所想的。
That belief, I believe, keeps us from saving what needs saving.
我想这个想法呢，我们心中的这个想法就是，阻止我们要去挽救需要挽救的那些事情的原因。So
this is actually what happened.
故事是这样的。So
in Matthew 16, Jesus asks his disciples a question: Who do you think I am?
在马太福音16章的时候呢，耶稣问他的门徒一个问题。 你们觉得我是谁?
The reason he asked, he was asking this because there were rumors swirled around who Jesus is.
因为在那个时候呢，耶稣之所以问这个问题，是因为那个时候有很多关于耶稣的一些传言。Some
say that he's a good person, he's a good teacher.
有人说他是一个好人，是一个好的老师。He's
a prophet, he's a reincarnated prophet.
他是一个先知，或者是先知的转世。
Because some believe that he was the Old Testament Elijah or Jeremiah.
也有人觉得呢，他是旧约时候的先知，以利亚或者是耶利米。So
Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "Who do you think I am? You tell me who do you think I am."
所以耶稣呢就去问他的门徒，你们觉得我是谁？
So Peter stepped up. And then on behalf of the disciples, and then said this, I'm going to paraphrase it.
那彼得呢，就过去代表其他的门徒对耶稣说了这番话，我用我自己的话把它表达出来。
Yeah, he said, you are the son of God, the Messiah.
他说呢，你是神的儿子，是救世主。
Yeah, you are the hero that we've been waiting for.
你就是那位呢，我们一直都在等的英雄。
You are the savior that will free us from the rule of Rome.
你就是那位可以让我们脱离罗马的统治的那位英雄。
And that's what we think you are.
我们觉得你就是那个。
And after Peter answered, everyone's looking to Jesus and say, what is he going to say?
那彼得回答了以后呢，大家都看着耶稣，想知道他会怎么说。
And he said the most incredible thing that the disciples have been hoping for.
然后耶稣就给他们的回答呢，是他们一直都在想听的，在等待的这么一个答案。
He said, you are right. I'm exactly who you say you are, I am.
耶稣就说，你说对了，我就是你说的那一位。I
am the son of God.
我就是神的儿子。
The hero that you've been waiting for.
你们在等待的那位英雄。
Now, disciples' minds are just kind of blown away by hearing that this is the hero they've been waiting for.
然后他的门徒呢，就非常的高兴听到这个耶稣说这番话，因为他们就是正在等这位英雄。
And then Jesus gave them something even more incredible.
然后耶稣就又对他们说了一番更不可思议的话。
He said, I am the son of God, I am the hero.
我是神的儿子，我是那位英雄。
I am going to establish a kingdom here, and the gates of hell will not overcome it.
我要在这里呢建立我的国，然后阴间的权势没有办法胜过这个国。
Now, after so many years that they've been following Jesus, now they had a confirmation who Jesus is and then what he's going to do.
所以呢，这些门徒他们已经跟随了耶稣很多年，然后他们现在终于听见耶稣自己说出来他是谁，他就是那一位。
His disciples were just great. It's like they were giving high five to each other.
他们那门徒当时真是很兴奋，他们可能就是在击掌欢呼，因为耶稣说的。
Because they said, that's right, Jesus, you're the one, you're going to establish the kingdom here.
他们都在想，对了，耶稣，你就是那位，你会把你，你会建立你的国。
And then, the gates of hell will not overcome it.
然后呢，你的国是胜过阴间的权势的。
We're going to be part of it.
然后我们会是你的国的一部分。
Let's go tackle the world.
然后我们去征服这个世界。
So on that excitement, Jesus turned the conversation.
然后正在他的那个门徒都很激动的这个时候呢，耶稣话锋一转。
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去。
And suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Now Jesus just told them that he is the hero.
耶稣刚刚才告诉他们，他是那位英雄。
And that the gates of hell will not overcome the kingdom he's going to establish.
阴间的权势没法胜过他要建立的那个国。
And then the next thing he told the disciples is that he must die.
然后他接下来说的就是，我会死。
Okay, yeah, he must die. And then his disciple has no idea.To do with this information.
然后他的门徒听到了 这些以后呢，他就不知道该怎么去想。
Because this made zero sense.
因为这完全不符合逻辑。
Okay, Jesus, you just told us that you are the hero.
耶稣，你刚刚才告诉我们你是英雄的。
You are going to establish this powerful kingdom that the gates of hell will not overcome it.
你要在这里建立一个国，然后阴间的权势无法胜过的。
And then now you're telling me that you are going to die?
然后接下来你又说你会要死。
Okay, Jesus, the heroes do not win by dying.
英雄不是去死然后来换来胜利的。
Heroes win by winning.
英雄是去要去战胜然后才能赢的。
Yeah, that's how hero wins.
这就是英雄怎么去赢的呀。
And you are telling us that you're going to die in the hands of your enemies?
然后你却说你会死在你的仇敌手中。
And dying really does not accomplish anything.
死是没法成就任何事情的。
Now, if you read the Gospels, you know that Jesus has been telling them this dying news over and over so many times to the disciples.
如果你读福音书的话，你会发现耶稣他三番五次的对他的门徒提起他会死的这件事情。
So he said that he will suffer, he will die, and then he will be raised to life.
他说他会受苦，会死，然后会复活。
Now, you might think that they should have understood that.
你会觉得他的门徒应该知道啊，他们都听了那么多次了。
Yeah, Jesus has been keep telling them so many times, they should have understood that.
耶稣给他们说了那么多次，他们应该明白这个道理。
And then we may ask that, you know, since we read the gospel, we know the end of the story, we should say, how come these disciples didn't pay attention that he's going to be raised from the dead?
我们今天因为我们知道了这个事情后来的的结果，所以我们就觉得很不可思议，为什么那些门徒就不明白呢？耶稣是会复活的。
I don't think the disciples really pay attention to that phrase because it just sounds so crazy.
我在想那个时候的门徒，他们听到这个话以后，他们压根就没有去想这个问题，因为实在是太荒唐了。
No one will believe that.
没有人会相信的。
Because, you know, because Jesus said a lot of crazy things that they didn't understand.
因为那个时候其实耶稣对他们说了很多话，他们都是完全不能明白的。
So in their brain, they may have a little like bucket just says that this is the crazy things that Jesus said.
他们可能脑子里面已经有一个地方像一个篓子一样，凡是他们听到的、他们不懂的、不明白的就放在那儿。
And Jesus says, I'm going to die and resurrect.
然后耶稣说我会死然后会复活。
And then they just kind of glaze their eyes over and just put that in this bucket and say, I do not understand.
他们可能就根本就不加思索的，当他们听到耶稣说我会死，然后会复活，他们不加思索的就把那句话就放到那个篓子里了。
Because no one comes back from dead.
因为没有人能从死里复活。
So they just kind of ignored Jesus, what he said, and then he had no idea what to do with this information.
所以呢，他们因为完全不明白耶稣说的话，他们就根本就没有理会。这句话的意思。
But Peter decided to confront Jesus.
但是彼得呢，决定他要去问耶稣。
So Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, said, Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you.
然后彼得呢，他决定他要去劝说耶稣，他就说，彼得拉着他劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
Now in Peter's response, I think we can have a glimpse of what Peter believed.
我想通过彼得说的这个话呢，我们可以看见他心里所想的。
And what the disciples believed.
他的门徒心里所想的。
And probably many of us also believed.
然后今天我们很多人心里也是这么想的。
And this belief is this.
这个想法就是
There has to be another way.
一定会有其他的办法。
When it comes to something that needs saving and that needs a sacrifice to do, then we say, there has to be another way.
当我们要去牺牲，要去挽救，因为要去做牺牲来挽救一些事情的时候，我们就会告诉自己，一定会有别的方法，会有别的捷径。
We don't have to go through this sacrifice route.
我们不用通过牺牲来做这件事情。
I can figure this out.
我可以有别的办法。
I'm smart enough and talented enough to figure another way that's easier than sacrificing.
我很聪明，我一定会找到别的方法，不是通过牺牲来解决这个问题。
I know my health is not good, but you know, don't we have like a pill I can take?
我知道我好像不太健康，但是我们不是有药片吗？我可以吃药片的。
Can you just give me like a shake so I can continue eating the way I eat?
你可以给我一杯什么那个饮料或者什么的，然后我喝了以后还是可以像我平常吃东西那样吃的。
And then I don't have to do exercise.
然后我也不用那个锻炼啊。
That's the way we look for a shortcut.
所以我们总是在找个捷径。
Because we don't want to sacrifice, and there has to be another way.
因为我们实在是太不愿意牺牲，所以我们就总是想一定会有捷径。
And this is how we operate life.
我们生活当中都是这样。
We want a different relationship with our kids.
我们想要跟我们的孩子有更好的关系。
But we don't want to put down our phones.
但是我们却不愿意放下我们手中的手机。
We don't want to talk to them at night.
不想跟他们晚上有时间讲话。
So what do we do?
那我们怎么办呢？
We just buy more stuff.
我们就给他们买更多的东西。
And then just push them to the screen so they don't have to talk to us.
让他们去面对很多的屏幕，所以他们不用跟我们讲话。
And that's going to solve our problem.
这个就会解决问题了。
And we know that we want a great marriage.
我们也知道我们想要一个好的婚姻。
We don't want to sacrifice, so there's got to be another way.
但是我们不想牺牲，一定会有别的办法。
Well, let's just go to another vacation.
我们就再去度次假吧。
Let's just have another kid.
再生个孩子吧。
And then, so I mean, we have not really talked for 2 years, but Valentine's Day, I'm gonna go all out.
我们可能已经有两年都没有好好交流了，没有讲话了。但是这个情人节，我一定会尽我所能。
And this is gonna change everything.
然后就这一次努力，一定会改变所有的一切。
We all look for a quick fix.
我们都是想要有捷径。
We don't want to go through sacrifice.
不想要牺牲。
That's why Peter goes and says, Lord, there has to be another way.
所以彼得会说，主啊，一定会有别的办法。
Okay, now Jesus is going to say something so incredible.
然后耶稣接下来会说一句很不可思议的话。
Okay, Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan.
耶稣转过来对彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
Okay, why did Jesus call Peter Satan?
耶稣为什么会叫彼得撒旦？
Why was Jesus so mad at Peter for saying that there has to be another way?
耶稣为什么会对彼得说会有别的方法？他会这么生气？
All Peter was doing just to look after Jesus.
彼得只是为了想保护耶稣而已啊。
I think we need to understand Jesus is also human.
我们要明白耶稣他也是有人的身体。
He does not want to suffer. He doesn't want to die. He does not want to sacrifice.
他也不想受苦，他也不想死，他也不想牺牲。
Before at the cross, he begged to his father and said, "There's got to be another way. I don't want to drink this cup."
在他上十字架之前，他对天父祷告，如果有别的办法的话，将这个杯撤去。
Jesus just like us, wishing there's another way.
耶稣跟我们一样，他也希望是不是还有别的办法。
And Peter just comes to Jesus with this temptation and say, there's got to be another way. You don't have to sacrifice.
然后彼得呢，就是用这个试探的话来到耶稣的面前，就对他说，一定会有别的办法。
So Jesus struck back and call out Satan because Satan is the father of a lie. This is a deception.
所以耶稣呢，他就回击彼得，说，因为他知道这是撒旦的行为，撒旦他是骗子。
Because the truth is, there is no other way.
因为事实是没有别的办法。
Then he continues.
然后他继续说。
You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
So all you have is just human concerns.
所以你只是体贴人的意思。
We know what human concerns are.
我们知道人的意思是什么。
Human concerns are just a very, very short term.
人的意思呢，都是很很只看到眼前的好处的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So it's a feeling that how am I going to feel now?
他们都只是想我现在会怎么感觉。
What am I going to give up now?
我现在需要放弃一些什么。
Is it going to make me feel small?
我会让我觉得很卑微吗？
Is it going to make her feel big?
会让她觉得很得意吗？
Is it going to look, you know, make them feel, you know, feel greater?
会让其他的人觉得他们很了不起吗？
Is going to am I going to be inconvenienced?
会给我带来很多不方便吗？
Am I going to be embarrassed?
会让我觉得很丢脸吗？
Am I going to be being pushed aside again?
会让我觉得好像不被重视吗？
Human concerns are always short-term concerns, how we feel now, here and now.
所以呢，人的意思呢，都是只看到眼前，我现在怎么感受。
Human concern is the sacrifice in reverse.
所以呢，人的意思呢，都是实际上是在牺牲的反面。
Sacrifice is we give up the short term to for the long term.
因为牺牲的话，是我们放弃我们的眼前来换取美好的未来。
But human concern is always sacrifice the long term for the short term.
但是人的意思却是用将来来换取我现在的满足。
That is a terrible, awful trade.
这是一个很不划算的交换。
Because human concerns sacrifice what we really need and then for what we really want now.
所以人的意思呢，就是要牺牲长期的好处来换取眼前的需要。
The human concerns is what we really want. It's a joyful life, a peaceful life.
所以人想要的就是我现在过得很舒服，很平安。
A healthy relationship.
关系很好。
And then a future with less regret.
然后呢，以后没有后悔。
And Jesus actually is telling us, if you sacrifice the long term for the short term, you are actually going to lose it all.
但是耶稣却告诉我们，如果你要牺牲你的未来，牺牲你长期的好处的话，你所有的都没有，你将失去所有。
And then Jesus continues.
然后耶稣继续说。
Then he said this to his disciples.Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
So essentially what Jesus is saying is that there is no other way.
所以耶稣他实际上是在说没有别的办法。
To find life, the only way is to sacrifice.
要得着生命，唯一的办法就是牺牲。
So that means that the life that you want, that you have to, you, it's worth saving, the only way is to sacrifice.
所以呢，就意味着你要想得的生命，你要想挽救的，只能通过牺牲来得到。
Now, it sounds so profound and brilliant, but it's awful and terrible.
听起来好像很好，但是做起来实在很困难。
You know why it's so awful and terrible?
你知道为什么会那么难吗？
Because Jesus is giving us an invitation to follow him to the cross.
因为耶稣实际上是在邀请我们跟他一起走上十字架。
And who wants to go there? Nobody.
谁想上十字架呀？没人愿意上十字架。
But you know what cross is?
你知道十字架是什么吗？
Cross is the sum total of two of the greatest fears that we human beings have.
十字架实际上是一个我们人类最害怕的两件事情的一个总和。
It's the fear of dying and the fear of public humiliation.
就是人对死亡的恐惧和对耻辱的恐惧。
That's why those are the two fears that humans have.
这两个是人最害怕的。
Public humiliation is to expose yourself for the judgment of a group.
羞辱呢，就是把你自己暴露在一个群体的这么一个审判之下。
Public, you know,
公共的一个
yeah, public humiliation. Yeah. Your shortcomings, your defects will be all exposed for people to see, and then they will judge you.
然后你的短处、你的缺点就通通暴露在人面前，
and that's
然后由他们来评论。
That's horrible for us.
对我们来说，这是一件很可怕的事情。
That's why many of us do not do public speech.
就是为什么很多人都害怕在很多人面前讲话。
Especially do a eulogy.
特别是致悼词。
特
别是在那个呀致悼词。
It's a death and a public speech.
Okay.因为那个致悼词的时候是死亡 和那个公众讲话的一个。
Okay. And we also have a fear of death.
我们也是非常的害怕死亡。
Because it's a death to our pride, to our ego, to our wants.
因为是对我们所想要的我们所渴望的一个死。
And then we have this fear of a little death that happens every day.
其实我们每天的生活当中呢，都有一些就是需要我们死的地方。
I don't know you, but I have this problem.
我不知道你们怎么样啊，我有一个毛病。
When I'm stuck in a traffic, that I'm just ease to go into the exit slowly.
我那个当我在那个 highway 上面的时候呢，在很那个交通很繁忙，好不容易到了出口的地方。
And then there's a car just cut in front of me. I just get mad.
然后我好不容易等到出口呢，突然有一个车就从我旁边穿到我前面去了。
I just don't want,
我就非常生气。
Sorry, I just don't want to let go of my space.
这是我的地方，你怎么能插到我前面去啊
？I would just horn, and then I would just tailgate very closely.
我就会按喇叭，或者是就离前面的车非常紧紧跟着前面的车。
Because those are little deaths that happens every day.That we really fear, and then just gets us mad.
然后其实那个呢，实际上就是每一天的，在我们日常生活中的那一点小小的对我们自己的死，实际上对我们来说是很不容易，很让我们生气。
Because we don't want to deny ourselves, we don't want to make ourselves feel small.
因为不愿意舍己，我们不愿意让我们觉得好像很被人家侵犯。
Now you take the fear of public humiliation, and then the fear of death.And the cross just to put these two together.
那十字架就是一个把这个死亡和羞辱放在一起的一个地方。
So when we follow Jesus to cross, that means that we are going to face the two fears that we really don't want to fear.
那当我们跟随耶稣到十字架的时候，我们就不得不要面对这两个恐惧。
But that's actually exactly what Jesus did.
但实际上这就是耶稣所做的。
Jesus died on the cross. He died the most public, humiliating way.
耶稣他在十字架上是以最羞辱的方式死去。
He did that for you and for me.
他为你和我这样做了。
And to show us that he loves us.
为了让我们知道他有多爱我们。
Also, he also showed us that no matter how much fearful we are, but there is the resurrection at the end.
他也想让我们知道。不管这个死亡羞辱有多可怕，那之后会有生命。
I don't know how Jesus endured the cross, but I believe that he looked at that there is that resurrection at the end, the other side of the other side.
我不知道耶稣他在十字架上都经历了什么，但是我知道他一定是看到了将来的那个复活。
He believed that when you go through sacrifice, there is life on the other side.
他相信。他经过这个十字架以后，有生命在等着他。
But that's so hard for us because that's not what we look at. We look at something else.
但是对我们来说很困难，因为那不是我们看的，我们看的是别的东西。
When we think about what needs saving, that we tend to focus on the sacrifice, the suffering.
当我们看到我们看到的是我们现在所要做出的牺牲，我们现在所要经历的。
How will I feel about the death and the humiliation that I'm going to experience?
现在我要经历的这些羞辱，这个死亡对我来说会让我感觉很不好。
Jesus had all that thoughts, but I believe that he kept his eyes on his prize.
耶稣他有那些想法，但是他定睛在他会将要得到的奖赏上。
He focusing on the life, the resurrection.
他是专注在生命和复活上。
Because he knew that the resurrection was worth dying for.
因为他知道那个复活是值得他去死。
He knew that sacrifice will always bring life.
他知道牺牲一定会带来生命。
Sacrifice always brings life.
牺牲会带来生命。
If you want to save your marriage, there's this pattern, death and resurrection.
如果你想要挽救你的婚姻，这就是法则，就是死然后复活。
If you want to save your health, it's a sacrifice to life.
如果你要想挽救你的健康，也是同样的道理。
If you want to save your relationship with your parents, your kids, there's only one way.
如果你想挽救你和你的父母，你和你的兄弟姐妹，你和你的子女的关系。
If you want to a future with lesser regret,is only one way, sacrifice to life.
如果你想要一个美好的将来，一个没有后悔的将来，也就只有这一个办法，就是牺牲，然后带来生命。
Now, it is true that Jesus' death and resurrection, was a historical event.
耶稣的受死和复活是历史上的一件事实。
And it is also true that Jesus' death and resurrection is a theology that we hold firmly.
然后耶稣的受死和复活也是我们持守的信仰。
But it is also true that Jesus' death and resurrection is a pattern to live in a relationship.
但是耶稣的受死和复活也是我们要我们生活的一个准则。
We should practice and follow in Jesus' death and resurrection every day at home, in school, at work.
我们在日常的生活当中，不管在家里、在学校、在哪里，我们需要遵守耶稣的这个准则。
And this is how we're supposed to live.
这就是我们应该活的方式。
It's hard, but it is the only way.
虽然很难，但是是唯一的办法。
Jesus knew the resurrection is on the other side.
耶稣知道在另外一边会有复活。
It will lead to a life unimaginable.
会有一个完全不一样的生命。
A fuller life than you can imagine.
是我们可以超过我们想象的更丰盛的生命。
So how do we do it then?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
It takes a faith to believe this.
我们要用信心来相信。
And takes the courage of a hero.
然后需要有英雄的勇气。
And also here's the good news.
然后我们有一个好的消息。
Jesus can help.
耶稣可以帮助我们。
He proclaimed about this message and he is willing to help if you are willing to choose sacrifice to life.
他告诉了我们这个好消息，他也会帮助我们能够做到牺牲来换来生命。
And deny yourself and sacrifice to life that what needs to be saved.
然后我们让我们可以舍己来换取更好的将来。
It's not easy, but it's worth it.
虽然很困难，但是是值得的。
So ask yourself these two questions.
所以问我们自己这两个问题。
What do you need to save, and what will you sacrifice to save it?
你现在需要挽救的是什么？然后你需要牺牲什么来挽救
？So, make the phone call.
所以拿起电话。
Set up the appointment.
或者是预约一个时间。
Say you're sorry.
说对不起。
Start complimenting.
赞美对方。
Quit, start, stop. Whatever you feel is the right way to do, do it.
不管你觉得你应该做什么，开始要去做。
Because when you follow Jesus, Friday and Saturday feels very, very long.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，虽然礼拜五和礼拜六好像很漫长。
But I promise you, Sunday is coming for you.
但是他应许我们礼拜天会来。
There will be resurrection.
在那天会有复活。
So this idea of a sacrifice to life is not just a belief we hold, but a life we should live in.
所以呢，牺牲不光光是我们持守的一个信念，而应该是我们生活的过生活的一个方式。
Jesus extends an invitation to follow him.
耶稣邀请我们跟随他。
He said that if you are willing to lose it, then he promised it will save your life.
他说，如果我们愿意为他而丧失生命，我们一定会得着生命。
And you will never regret the decision you made onto his promise.
你如果做这个决定，你永远不会后悔。
Because a sacrifice always, always brings life.
因为牺牲一定会带来生命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Jesus, we ask you that you will help us, Lord.
耶稣，我们请求你来帮助我们。
That we know that we really do not like sacrifice.
我们知道我们真的是都不愿意牺牲。
And yet times that we do need to make sacrifices so we can save what is worthy of our saving.
但是很多的事情是值得我们去牺牲来换来的。
So we ask you that you will help each one of us.
所以我们请求你帮助我们每一个人。
Help us to see that what needs to be saved.
帮助我们看到我们需要去挽救什么。
And help us to make the sacrifice that we are willing to save with you.
然后帮助我们能够靠着你去做出这个牺牲。
So that we have an abundant life you have promised for us.
所以我们能够得着你所应许我们的更丰盛的生命。
And we thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.